Well, time to check in with Dr. Joel Kahn. We have not done that in a while. He's a great guy. He's a Detroit area holistic cardiologist, best-selling author. I remember many of his books. We've spoken with him about the plant-based solution, the whole heart solution, dead execs don't get bonuses. That one caught our attention, that's for sure. And Dr. Joel Kahn, thank you for doing your best as America's healthy heart doc to keep us alive and healthy. Good morning to you, Joel.
I can't ever retire, Paul W. There's a lot of work to do, and thank you for your good mission spreading health words, and good morning to you.
You know, it all started before we even met you many, many years ago when Dr. Andrew Weil came on, also involved in integrative medicine, and he announced on my show many years ago that nobody should eat partially hydrogenated anything. And I said, well, okay, I'm going to follow that. I went home, looked in the cupboard. Everything had partially hydrogenated something in it. And we had to get rid of all of that because it was unhealthy. And now companies, I don't know if it's illegal or they just don't do it. They just don't do the partially hydrogenated anything. Are we going to get to that point with the ultra-processed foods with this latest finding?
You know, it was legislation, got rid of trans fats largely from our diet, so our cholesterol doesn't shoot as high after a meal. But you know how much of our calories are these ultra-processed foods in the United States? 50% of all the calories we eat. So thinking about legislating this sector of our food out, the hot dogs, the donuts, the frozen pizzas, the french fries, the cookies, the cakes, the, you know, the candies. I mean, it's such a huge chunk. It's going to take massive education and massive replacement. I'm not optimistic, and it's not healthy for us to have 50% of our calories from garbage factory foods.
Garbage in, garbage out. We know the whole story, but let me say them again. Because everybody is susceptible, unless you're vegan or vegetarian. But who doesn't love a good hot dog or hamburger or sausages or french fries, sodas, pop, cookies, cakes, candy, donuts, and ice cream? And those are just of the few of the ultra-processed foods that you're showing us, Dr. Kahn, that they're just not good for us. And that they're now tying it in with the chances, the risks of Alzheimer's, dementia, if you will. If you take that out of some people's diet, those things I mentioned, they won't eat. They'll starve to death.
Sadly, you know, it's true. And this new study out of Brazil, 10,000 people followed for 10 years, filling out surveys all the time that allow researchers to calculate what percentage of their calories in Brazil. They're better than us. It's 25 to 30% on average of their calories comes from these junk processed factory made foods. We're twice as high. And they found a trend. More junk food, the quicker you lost your memory over those 10 years. We're going to do it twice as fast, I imagine, when the exact study's done with American citizens, Detroit citizens, because we eat twice as much. Now, the only bright spot in this study was, if you enjoy a burger now and then, a hot dog now and then, a french fry now and then, if you can keep less than 20% of your calories coming from things in a frozen box with 58 ingredients or, you know, made at a fast food restaurant, if you can keep it infrequent. I mean, the patient that comes to my office and says, Doc, I was so rushed, I stopped at McDonald's and got a burger on the way to your office, but I never do that. That person's probably going to end up okay. It's every morning for breakfast on the way to work, every lunch, you know, on the dash out of the office. And, you know, the kids are busy, so you're picking up the third meal of the day with a bucket. You're in trouble. You're not going to remember much. So make it a rare, urgent situation.
Well, the good news, from what I understand in this report, Dr. Joel Kahn with this America's Healthy Heart Doc, holistic and all, that if you eat a lot of unprocessed whole fruits and veggies, whole grains, and healthy sources of protein, along with those bad things from time to time, you're going to still not decline cognitively as quickly as those who don't work in some of the good stuff. So working in some of the good stuff as you try to wean yourself from the bad stuff is probably a pretty good idea.
Always good. And, you know, the body's amazing. It still fascinates me after decades of being a doc. But, you know, when we eat well, it helps our heart, it helps our brain, it helps our kidneys, it helps our GI tract, it lowers our risk of cancer. Big study this week also, men that eat more plant-based foods like a darn salad have less colorectal cancer. So you can stack that one up, and it fits with what you said. It's not moderation in everything. You really want to minimize these foods, but you can offset the damage. Have a salad with the burger. I mean, they're not going to give you broccoli, but at least get a salad.
Hey, I didn't see fried chicken on there. I suspect that doesn't make fried chicken any healthier for us.
I wouldn't put it high on the list of health foods.
Okay, Doc. Thank you. Put it high on the list of comfort foods, but it can't be comforting if you know you're hurting your body in the end. But be that as it may, you working on any new books? We got about 10 seconds here. Any new books?
I have an online summit called Reversing Your Heart Disease coming out in Heart Month, February 2023. That's huge. I'll let you know about it.
And you'll let us know where we can find your drjoelkahn.com or something like that?
You just nailed it.
All right. We're running Dr. Joel Kahn, Detroit area holistic cardiologist, best-selling author, here on the Paul W. Smith Show, trying to keep us all healthy.